The earth moved slowly in its diurnal course. The sun was beginning to dry out the mud that Arthur lay in. A shadow moved across him again. "Hello, Arthur," said the shadow. Arthur looked up, and squinting into the sun was startled to see Ford Prefect standing above him. "Ford, hello, how are you?"
"Fine," said Ford. "Look, are you busy?"
"Am I busy?" exclaimed Arthur. "Well, I've just got all these bulldozers and things to lie in front of because they'll knock my house down if I don't, but other than that, well, no, not especially.
Why?"
They don't have sarcasm on Beetlejuice, and Ford Prefect often failed to notice it unless he was concentrating. He said,
"Good. Is there anywhere we can talk?"
"What?" said Arthur Dent. For a few seconds, Ford seemed to ignore him and stared fixedly into the sky like a rabbit trying to get run over by a car. Then suddenly he squatted down beside Arthur.
"We've got to talk," he said urgently.
"Fine," said Arthur. "Talk."
"And drink," said Ford. "It's vitally important that we talk and drink. Now, we'll go to the pub in the village."
He looked into the sky again, nervous, expectant.
"Look, don't you understand?" shouted Arthur. He pointed at Prosser. "That man wants to knock my house down."
Ford glanced at him, puzzled.
"Well, he can do it while you're away, can't he?" he asked.
"But I don't want him to."
"Ah."
"Look, what's the matter with you, Ford?" said Arthur.
"Nothing. Nothing's the matter. Listen to me. I've got to tell you the most important thing you've ever heard. I've got to tell you now, and I've got to tell you in the saloon bar of the Horse and Groom."
"But why?"
"Because you're going to need a very stiff drink."